The first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Question. I think this is beautiful, because it really, I think, it sums up the things I was saying in the last chapter. Again, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you are born of God. But you cannot expect to, you know, if I don't continue in that faith, that I'm going to be, you know, again, remember what it says in 1 John 3, it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. If the seed of God remains in you, you won't sin, and it will be true you are born of God. It also follows, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you're going to keep his commandments. All the New Testament commandments, which are even more strict than the Old Testament commandments. But the thing is, you can't keep them the way the Jews try to keep the Old Testament, through legalism and making excuses. We keep them by the Spirit of God, by the power of God. You know, because that is, you know, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Look at Galatians, I think I alluded to it before, I didn't actually quote it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. I quote this a lot. I believe it says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Jesus didn't die merely to cover up our sins and that we might continue living in sin, but that he would forgive us. No, he wanted us to overcome in this world, that we should walk righteously, godly, as he walked. Don't lose sight of that as you read this. John is very generous in the way he speaks. You know? And whosoever is everyone who believes in Jesus, that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Really, that word born is the same as begat, not really born. And that's a big difference, in a sense. Now I want to do some little checking here, because I looked that up, and that's begat, okay, is begotten of God. Obviously, God doesn't, you know. Yeah, born is begotten of God. Now, nine. Born, and again, whoever is born of God in verse 9 is of chapter 3, whoever is born of God doth not commit sin, is begotten. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. If we are begotten of God, we will not sin. If we are begotten of God, you know, we are going to be, we are going to overcome the world. We will believe in him. Jesus said something interesting. He said, if you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. Well, what is it then? Is the reverse true? I think it is. The reverse would be, if you die in your sins, you did not believe on me. And I say that because there are many people who think they believe in Jesus Christ, but they don't believe in my Jesus Christ. They believe in a perverted image of Christ created by man. They believe in a twisted image of Christ created by some church organization. They really don't believe in the Jesus Christ of truth, but in a Jesus Christ which is leavened with false doctrine and perversion. And look, without the truth, you cannot be saved. So we got to believe in Jesus in truth. That's an assumption in what John is saying. The Jesus of truth. There are many false Christs out there, many false prophets. It's not just any old Jesus you can believe in. I just believe Jesus. I just believe the word J-E-S-U-S is the C-H-R-I-S-T. Is it just the syllables or the sounds that we believe in? What is it? Who is Jesus? Well, he died on the cross. Okay. That's a good start. You got to continue in the faith. There's a lot more to it. If you aren't receiving the things, he said, if you believe that Jesus Christ, then you're begotten of God. And he says, whoever is begotten of God overcomes the world. Have you overcome the world? If you haven't, then I don't think you've been begotten of God. And I believe you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Maybe you just haven't known him well enough to even really believe in him. It's one thing to just believe in a name of somebody. Okay, I'm going to accept that story that some man delivered to me. But is it the gospel of God that comes by the Spirit of God, truly and of truth? Well, that's the question. We know that we love the children of God, our brethren, when we love God and keep his commandments. Again, I can't say I love. It goes right back to what I was saying about love. I can't say I love if I have not virtue. I cannot say I have love if I have not patience. I cannot say I have love if I have not temperance. I cannot say I have love if I have not godliness. If I have not godliness, I have not love. If I have not righteousness, I have not love. You can't just say love and nothing else, because love is built on things. I love my brethren by walking as Christ walked for them as an example, but also because we're members one of another. Shall I make the members of Christ the members of a harlot? If I go have fornication with someone, I pollute the whole body. And if I keep that up, I'm going to be cut off. Because it's just manifest, I'm not of God. And I don't believe in Christ. Because if I believed in Christ, he'd be going on in the things that he teaches in this word. And if I didn't, he'd put a spirit in me to bring me to that knowledge, as he did. I went on for years in that foolishness. They put a spirit in me, changed my mind, caused me to walk a different way. And then things kind of got stagnant for a while. But then he put a new spirit in me, caused me to walk another way. A better way, a more perfect way. I don't want to get stuck in one place. I want to move on. So when we're done with audio, we're going to go to video.